Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Bennett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Bennett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bennett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Foy goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. as Kew hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-2 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Petrocelli. Hauser moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Dan Osinski now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew is hit by the pitch. Salmon moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown strikes out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Asinski fields it and throws to third for the out. Asq moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. One out. Lenny Green pinch hits for Dan Asinski. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 3 in the game. Tardabul hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tardabul. Askew reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.